My name is Erik Spiekermann. You are now listening to Type Radio. Now we're talking.
Guten Abend. Jetzt gibt es Type Radio.
Something more?
Is there something you haven't been asked?
Or would have been liked to be asked?
This is you doing our homework for us.
Yeah. You don't have the weblog to refer to now. So
actually, the problem is that I'm very much an underwriter of a theory. In fact, I published the German essay to that extent on my blog by Heinrich von Kleist, that I can only think when I talk. When I have conversations, I don't sit down at home and think. I read or I watch. I've always got to do something. I can't just close my eyes and think. People do that. My son goes for long walks and thinks. I go for long walks. I take photographs or I look or I talk and stop and talk to people and stuff. I'm always busy. But that's how I develop my thinking. So if we're having a conversation, I am arriving at ideas that I wouldn't otherwise arrive at. And I might even, and some people find that very annoying, I might start off with a premise, you know, I don't like this. After half an hour, I might love it because I've changed my mind, because I hadn't thought about it. I just, you know, I don't like this. And then I look at it and I think and I listen to you and you say this and something. And I suddenly realize, you know what, I actually like that. I hadn't thought about it. I just said, you know, whatever. That happens a lot. And this essay by Heinrich von Kleist says that a lot of people start somewhere and as they are talking, their brain starts working and they're realizing, wait a minute, this isn't right. And they turn and they go to another sentence and they try to get themselves out of a tight spot and they arrive at a totally different statement as one would expect from them. Well, they hadn't made up their minds, they hadn't planned anything. I have never planned. I mean, when I do lectures, I have images there and I have a kind of story, but I have not one word written down. And depending on the audience, depending on my mood, depending on lots of other factors, the time involved, I can give a totally different lecture for the same images because I make up mine. I think, oh, wait a minute, that's an interesting story, and I can use that image to tell the opposite of what I've just told. And in other words, I need conversation, so it's nothing that I could tell you that I'm dying, I'm bursting out to tell you. I'm more interested in you asking me something than me contradicting you. I said, wait a minute, that reminds me.
Yeah, you know? So you don't believe in think before you talk.
I love it, but I can't do it.
Can't do it.
Okay. Well, of course you do. I mean, we're talking about fractions of seconds, seeing that our brain works at the speed of light. My brain is still way faster than my mouth, and I have a fast mouth. Yeah. So the brain is always, my problem is always that I'm saying one thing, which is, in other words, it's already on my hard drive. It's not in memory anymore. So it's stored, as it were, as I'm speaking, as off my hard drive, right? My memory, meanwhile, my RAM is way ahead already. And sometimes so much, that's half the reason why I speak so quickly, because I'm bored with what I'm going to say, because I've already thought it. You know what I mean?
Can you
it's
do
already
slowly?
There.
Slowly.
I'm lucky we're recording this so we can sort of listen to it back.
Yeah.
No, but I mean, don't you get that feeling?
No. Yeah.
You know, the thought is there. No, it's boring. No, you have to even say it. It's
well,
almost like having to write it
to
down.
Make it personal. I sort of have my wife ask me a question, and then after, like, I'm thinking the answer, and I'm ahead. I'm moving on, and she's like, "Yeah, what? So answer me."
Yeah,
and I'm like, "But I did answer you. But yeah. I did. But in my mind, but I'm already ahead."
Yeah, no, that's so sometimes it's
sort of the same.
Yeah, I get very impatient with people because I think it's so obvious. It's, you know, it's already, it's thought, so it should be said. So
I would
wish there was some mind reading device that I could just attach to my temples, and not having to say everything, because the reason I talk so much is because I think so much. And I wish I didn't have to the output. It's boring. It's like having to type stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, I wish I could just look at the page, at the screen, and it would type it for me. Because typing is boring, and I type a lot. And I wish I could just, like, think, not even speak. And the speed is the essence. So I, you know, why am I?
Were you like an ADHD child? Do you know what that is? Sort of hyperactive.
No, not at all, actually. No, I was the older you asked earlier of four, and I always have to look after my brothers and sisters, and I took them to school, I made their bread for them in the morning and stuff. No, never at all. No. Okay. I was perfectly. I had glasses when I was two, which means for a kid, and especially you're talking about the '50s, yeah. You know, like or the late '40s even. I wasn't very good at sports for that reason. You know, I could never swim. I mean, I could swim, but I'd hate it because I have to take my glasses off. And then I'm so blind, I feel horrible. Yeah. And if you swim with the glasses on, you're like, you know, like a lead duck. It's horrible. Yeah. So, and I play football, and I still do, but always with my glasses on. So I was never hyperactive. No. Okay. Neither was my son. We both sit down, read, and listen. That's what I like best, sitting down and reading, actually. That's my favorite activity.
Because you can't talk at the same time?
No, I just love reading.
Yeah.
Actually, no, I have to qualify that. Is
that because, I'm sorry I'm interrupting you, but is that because when you read, you absorb?
Yeah, I was just saying that.
You don't like spit it out.
I don't like reading, I actually like absorbing. Mm. And people are always accusing me, like, I can't have a vacation because I need intake. But sitting in on the train, looking out the window is also intake, but I can never relax. I don't think my brain ever rests.
Do you enjoy sleeping then?
Yeah,
or do you think that's a waste of time?
Yeah, really.
Waste of time.
I always go to bed at 3 o'clock and I always get up at 7 because there's so much to do. And I'm always tired, but I really don't like sleep. It's not true. I like it, but it's like I have to have it.
Yeah. It's necessary.
You know, it's like, you know, drink sort of thing. You don't really want to drink, but you have to drink because of liquid intake. And that sort of sleep intake is something that I'd rather do without. I mean, I'm 57 almost in a few weeks' time, and there's so much I haven't done and I haven't learned, and I'm running out of time. I'm getting sort of panicky. You know, how many more years have I got? 20? And I'm not going to get everything done in 20 years. I know that already. I need another 50. I'm not going to be 107. No. That's really frustrating.
Did you have that feeling, though, when you were 20? I don't have enough time. I mean,
yeah,
or
always.
You thought, oh.
I was a little more naive. And I thought, you know, there's a lot more I can get done. And I was fairly early achiever. I was out of school early. I was out of university early. I had a child at 21. I was always very early. Then you thought, you know, where's your oyster, you can, like, get everything done. But I know when I was in my 30s, I realized that, oh, my God, you know. When my printing press burned on, I was exactly 30, actually. I realized, okay, that's gone up. Basically wasted 10 years pursuing this. Now I've got to do something. Of course, it wasn't wasted.
Yeah.
But it seemed like starting over at 30 is a little late. And then I started over again 3 years ago at 54, you know, which is like, oh, my God. You know, I was hoping for some sort of, not pension, but, like, maybe some savings and not having to worry about money again. And here I am, you know, running a design studio, having to work for stupid clients and writing bills. It's just way boring. Writing bills is way boring.
There's nobody else that would write you bills.
No, I have, you know, there's people there, but I mean, just having to think about it.
Yeah.
Even writing proposals, I don't like to think about money. It's just,